following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, Refuge family. How are you doing? Hope everything is going well for you today. You may be wondering, why is it so dark in his office? And I just wanted to say, I'm going to use it here in a moment. This weekend in Mark chapter 4, we're going to talk about the light and speaking about light and truth. I don't want to hit the weekend passage right now, but I wanted to read this to you for a short little devo for you this morning, or whenever you're watching this, I guess. So in the Bible, here's what it says. Oh, there's the light. It says this: you are the light of the world. Think about it for a second. The believer is the light of the world. They are actually the reflection of the light of the world. So think about it for a second. The world is in darkness. And when you walk out of your house each and every day, practically speaking, you become the light of the world. Where you go, you shine in the darkness. And you bring this, and we're going to talk about it more this weekend, about light and truth into wherever you go. In fact, listen to what it says. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, right? And listen, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your task, my task today, is to step out into this world that is filled with darkness and confusion and hurt and pain. And we bring the light of truth and the gospel. Again, we'll hit that more this weekend, into the world that we enter into. That wherever we go, we bring this light of the Lord with us. In fact, that's the calling. He says, don't hide that light. Don't keep it hidden. Don't walk around with it like this, covering your light up. In fact, it says, let your light shine. And specifically, and this is where I'm going to close, this is what it says, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, good works oftentimes has this connotation of, well, we don't do good. It's not about good works. We're not saved by good works. And that is so true. We aren't saved by good works. Good works are a fruit or a result of the salvation that we have within. And actually, in this particular case, is a way that others see who you are in Christ, that other people see the truth and the light through the way that you behave, the way you act, not for salvation, but that others might see who you are, who you truly are, as one that reflects the light of the world. Anyways, have a blessed day today. Thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays, and have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.